Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin, final daf in this perek. We're starting with the Mishnah towards the top of the Yomid. Zok the Mishnah, just like we had in the previous Mishnayos, that a husband is makbid, that his wife should not be, should not have mumin. Now we're going to discuss what about if the husband has a mum. And as we'll see in the Mishnah, the hakpoda that a man wants to make sure that his wife doesn't have a mum is more chomor. There's a greater hakpoda, a greater concern on the part of the man than there is on the part of the lady if her husband were to have a mum. So the Mishnah says, so ish shenoldu boy mumin. What happens if, unfortunately, the husband, now the word noldu, as we see in the Gemara here, means new mumin came on the scene that were not there previously. Rashi uses the expression mishanasa after nisuin, husband and wife are together, and unfortunately now he developed a mum. What is a mum? The Gemara will give us a few examples in Mietz Hashem. Ein koifen oisoi lohaitzi. If she says, I don't want this marriage to continue, we do not force him. Obviously, if he's willing to listen to his wife and give a get, wonderful. However, if he wants to stay married and she doesn't, we do not force him to be mitzi his wife. If you're talking about klein shiga mumin, av mumin agdoyim groisa mumin, koifen oisoi lohaitzi. And of course, once again, what's the difference between a small mumin and a big mum? Mitch and the Gemara will discuss in greater detail.
So the basin would force him to give a get.
If it's a large... It's a grace moment. We force him to go and be mighty.
And give a ksuba.
And give a ksuba. The Gemara doesn't discuss that, but that's the second toisus.
I would say
it's... Koyif and near the re, the yoitz v'itzing ksuba.
See, that's
okay, so you agree with toisus, agrees with you. Apishnayim aydem yakum davar. And we continue on. In our Mishnah, we started off by who ish shenoldu by mumin. So now the Gemara tells us, in fact, that there was a machloikis as to the proper text of our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda toni noldu, chia barav toni hoyu. Noldu means that this is a brand new thing that came up on the horizon, like after Nisuin. According to, however, Rav Chia barav, it's talking about hoyu, they were there already from before. And now the wife has discovered them. What happens? Says Oktimor, I have a machlokes, the gears in our Mishnah. It's noldu was a hoyu. Mandiyam and noldu koshkein hoyu. If you go and say in our Mishnah that even though new mumen have arrived on the scene, ain't koifen ois lahitzi, is koshkein hoyu, then certainly old pre existing mumen, then certainly ain't koifen ois lahitzi, to kosavra, the kibla. She presumably observed these mumen, and she says, I can live with it. Nishke ferlich. Then certainly ain't koifen ois lahitzi. Well, mandi amahoya, the one that says that if you had an old mum, an existing mum, then ain't koifen ois lahitzi. Avonoldu loy, but noldu nisht. Because those that were there before, she said, yeah, okay. He had this mum, that mum, but it's okay, I'm willing to live with that. But this brand new mum that came on the scene, that's something which is totally unexpected. This I cannot live with. And therefore, I do want the rabbis to force him to give me a get. So, machlokes. Istana, let's try to bring a riot to one of these mandiyamim. Omer b'shem gamliel, our Mishnah. Med mormure mum k'tanim. Mum g'doylem koifer ois lights. Et mishlem l'mandiyamim noldu. If you're going to go with the girsa of our Mishnah, noldu, that means new mumen came on the scene. Haim d'shani ben g'doylem k'tanim. If it's a small little mum, she said, big deal. Big mum, that's already a different story. And then, koifenois lohitzi, like Rav Shem Gamliel said in the Mishnah. Elamandi Yamahoyu, if you're talking about that these are mumen that were there already from before. And she knew about these mumen. So, Malik Doyle Malik Tana, what difference does it make? Hossavra Vikibla. After all, she already knew about the mum, and she said, it's okay, I can live with it. The malice that he has outweigh this mum, and therefore it's fine. So in Bazaar the Choyra from the text of our Mishnah is a raya that taka the gears of Noldu is the better gears and not the Hoyu. Everyone Nishkaraya. It could be talking about taka Hoyu, old woman. So how is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel now distinguishing between Tanim and Gedolim? Kisvuri Yishia Choyla the Kabel. When she originally had her Eresim with this husband, and then afterwards she had the Nisuan, she figured, It's an ishkeferlech. I can hold out. However, v'achshav ain't yichoy lekabel. At this point, she says, "No, I just can't. You know, it's so repulsive. It's so repugnant. I just can't any longer." So, if it's small ones, we assume that won't be a problem. But if it's a big one, although initially she thought she'd be able to put up with it, however, now she realizes that it's just too much aggravation, too much irritation, and therefore yicholim koyfen ois lights.
Is this an opening for a woman to force Bezdin force Bezdin to require her husband to give her a get? Because she can say, you know, emotional distress is a mum. I mean, it feels like this is giving tremendous power to a woman to unlock her marriage if she's not happy.
So, in fact, the question that you were raising was bothering Tosfos. If you look at the third Tosfos, Svura Yisra Sheni Yechoy Lekabel Ktsas Teima Timken Kol Isha Ta'arim, every lady can use a haroma,
right.
Tisa Enu Kedei Sheyitin Lo Ksuba.
Right.
Because after all, Milton has already told us, not only can you force the get, but Ksuba as well. Shetayim Ein Yechoy Lekabel. I just can't take it any longer. V'Yigrashana V'Shem of Mokim Sheyish Chashash Arma Ein Lo Ksuba Ein Achanami. If we see that this lady is in fact engaging in trickery, then in fact maybe we wouldn't give her ksuba after all. Yes, Rabbi, you have a question?
How can we force a get balkorcha? So we have a solution for all the igunas. If Bezdin can force a get, this is the best solution for all the igunas. But my Lachdimina, what is the mission saying?
Number one, unfortunately, our batidinim today do not have the koyach that they had of yesteryear. And that's why you haven't heard recently about any Jewish person getting skilas reifa herig v'chenik chas v'shalom, and hopefully that will never happen. So they do not have the power that they had. That's number one. Number two, even when they had that power, we'll see later on in the Gemara whether the koifen means bishuti means that we give him pech, or whether it means that we speak to him and try to persuade him with comforting words. We're going to talk about that on the bottom of the Yomit. But once again, today we cannot give pech to any of them, because if a rabbi gives pech to a person, then they're going to put the rabbi in jail for the next 5 years. So, in fact, it was, you may have read about this a few years ago in New Jersey and in New York,
yes,
and Brooklyn, Muncie, that there were bati dinim that issued a psak that the husband has to give a get, and the husband refused, and then you had some chevra overnight that tried to convince the husband in a very, very persuasive, physical way, and for years it was very successful, until somebody tattled on them, and a couple of them had to go and sit in jail, even though they meant to total Shem Shemayim, but that's the way these things work. So anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
It's very interesting. I was at a barbershop yesterday, and a fellow walked in with a full head of hair,
right?
And Sasan and Sharon gets a haircut, and he tells the fellow to be careful as he cuts his hair. As he shaved off all of his hair, his whole head had psoriasis, and it looked horrible.
Gotcha.
But just having this 1 inch of hair cover, mm-hmm. you didn't see a thing.
Oh,
dude. So right, exactly.
Don't tell the wife, because if it's a woman gedolim, she's going to want to force again.
Stay away.
Okay, so we'll keep it between us. And we continue on. The Elu Hain Mumen Gedolim. So we spoke about Mumen Gedolim, Mumen Gedolim. Describe what's a Mumen Gedolim. Pirish Reb Shim Gamliel himself, who's the one that distinguished between the Ktanim and Gdolim, he himself is explaining. Kigoyim, Nismas Einoit Nebuch, an eye became blind, Rachman Lislam. Nikta Yodei Nebuch, an amputee, he lost an arm. Venishbar Ragloi, and his leg broke. Of course, nowadays, when a person breaks a leg, typically you can go and heal it, and you put on a cast for a few weeks or whatever, and things go back to normal. Presumably we're talking about something of a greater permanence, because he wouldn't expect that just because temporarily he's indisposed at the end of the marriage. Presumably we're talking about Nishbar Ragloi, where it had a much more lasting effect, that she's going to have to accompany him to shul and take him to here and take him to there, push a wheelchair, hold the walker, etc., etc. Idmar Rababa Bar Yankov of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'Rem Shem Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan is paskin like Rabbi Shem Gamliel of our Mishnah, that there's a difference between Mumen Ketanim and Mumen Gedolim. We pass on like the Tanakama, who does not make that distinction. Some of the Mefarshim want to say, what would be the nafkimina between the Tanakama and Shim Gamliel? Shim Gamliel, when he says Nismas Einay Nikta Yod Nishbar Raglay, that those were the examples of his Mumen Gedolim. while the Chachamim, they held that that's not sufficient. But in fact, if Chas V'Shalom, both eyes are blind, or Nebuch Nikta Rag Yodov, and not only Yodoi, that would be big enough that even the Chacham would agree that Koifan Oysoi Lahaitzi. But anyway, so we have so far Rabbi Yochanan Paschal Pshim Gamliel, Rav Nach Paschal Dibre Chachamim, Frey Timar, Amiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, to Rabbi Yochanan say we Paschal in our Mishnah, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which sounds like this is something tremendous and novel. Oh, in our Mishnah we pass Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But Omer Rabbi Bechana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bechol Mokim Sheshon Rabbi Shimon Gamliel B'Mishnah Seinu. Throughout Shas, every Mishnah, you find the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we pass like that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, with three exceptions. Halach Kemoisei, Chutz Mi Orev, V'Tzidoin V'Raya Achreinim. And therefore, since our case in the Mishnah is not one of those three cases, then it's a chadava pashit that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Why did we have to isolate this particular one? Where Rabbi Bar Yankov says, "Oh, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, look Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, shkoyach." Rabbi Yochanan says, "Look Rabbi Shimon Gamliel." In every Mishnah throughout Chas, wherever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel appears, so we have to say that it's a machloikis. Did Rabbi Yochanan really give a blanket statement that all Rabbi Shimon Gamliels are right in every Mishnah except for those three cases? Or, no, you pick and choose some. Yeah, some not. Machlekes. What are these three cases? The Orev Etzim Raya Achrayna, Bekitzur. These three cases appear in totally other places of Shas. Orev is at the very, very end of Masechtes Bava Basra, where there we talk about the fact that Orev, of course, as you know, means someone who's a guarantor. Can you go directly against the guarantor? So the Mishnah starts off by saying you always have to go to the Loiva first, and then you go to the guarantor if the Loiva cannot pay. But what happens if they make a specific tonight that the Malva says to the Loiva, "Loiva, I know that the likelihood that you're going to pay me is one in a million, and so therefore I want to have the right to go directly to the Orev without having to stop by and sue you first." Is a machloikis in the Mishnah whether that's a binding tonight. The Chachamim in that Mishnah say, yeah, it's like any Tanai. If the Tanai was that I can go not only after the Loiva, I can go after the Arav, that works. Shem Gamliel said, no, you always have to go to the Loiva first, and if the Loiva says, ainly, then you have to go to the Arav. So we do not pass like Shem Gamliel. If you made such a Tanai, you can go directly to the Arav. Then we have the case of Tzidon. Tzidon is the name of a place. Some say it's Sidon, that is today in so-called modern-day Lebanon. Modern day. Anyway, but Lamasa, what happened in Sidon is a Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin, where it says if a person says to his wife, "I will give you a get al menas that you return to me its talisi." Its talisi is like a beautiful coat or a beautiful bekisha, a beautiful garment. And she says, "I don't have the itzlis," or "I'm keeping the itzlis, but I'll pay you. That itzlis is worth $500. I'll give you the $500. Says the Tanakhama, he insisted dafka on the itzlis. Don't talk about $500. Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no, as long as you give the monetary equivalent, that's fine. The tanai has been fulfilled. We do not pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Since he insisted on the itzlis, she better give him the itzlis. We don't want the money. We want, he probably had sentimental value, maybe Yashin that from his grandfather, whatever it is. And therefore, we do not pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And finally, we have Raya Achrayna. Raya Achrayna is a Mishnah in Masechtas Sanhedrin. What is that all about? There are two machlokes in that Mishnah. The Beis Din gave a
time limit.
Good. A time limit to one of the two parties and said, if you want to win the case, you better go within 30 days, bring your rayas, bring your edus, bring your proof, bring your documents, bring your witnesses, within 30 days. Okay. What happens if a person only arrived in Beis Din after 35 days? Tanakhama says, sorry, you're out of luck. We give you a 30-day time limitation. The Shimon Gamliel says, Ma Yasa, what can we do for this poor fellow? He tried, and he pulled, and he pushed, and finally, Baruch Hashem, was able to get together the documents. He tried, but he would have come 2 weeks earlier. He just couldn't. The two Edom were not around. He had to go call here and call there. Finally got them. So how can you blame the guy? So in that case, we pass the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that even though the 30 days passed, if the Beis Din sees that he's sincere and he tried his best effort, we accept it even on 35 days.
Right.
But now there's a second machlekes, where again the Bezin says, you have to prove your case, you better bring your edim and your proof within 30 days. And the person says, Bezin, I have no proof, I have no edim. Yeah. I'm telling you, you got to trust me. I don't have any edim, I have no proof. This is the way it was. You have 30 days to bring your proof. And then 35 days later, he comes in and he says, oh, by the way, I found edim. I found my proof, I found document. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel again, Ma Yasa, what can we do for this poor soul? He thought he didn't have Edis, but in fact he did have Edis, so let's listen to it now. Says our Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, we do not paskin like that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's why it's called the Raya Achroina, the second Machlekes Legabe Rais. Why? Because if a person has even the slimmest hope of being able to find Edim, Gesundheit, or getting proof, he wouldn't go and say to the bed, I have nothing. He would say, Gesundheit. It's going to be very hard for me to get that together. I'll try, let me see, I'll ask. But the fact that he said, I don't have, all of a sudden, 35 days later, he comes up with Edim and Rais, it sounds a little bit potentially fraudulent. Therefore, we do not follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in that case. And now we go on to the next Mishnah. So to Mishnah. The following mumin are so bad that yes, we force him to go and give a get to his wife to free her from this husband. Of course, if she is mocheles and she says, I can live with it, it's a different story. But the average woman cannot live with these types of things, and therefore if she wants a get, we can force him to give a get. Now what are those things? A mukeshchen. Mukeshchen normally means a person who is smitten with boils. We all know Shechin from the famous story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, we'll see in our Gemara, Shechin wasn't just boils, it was the type of sickness where, as we'll see in the Gemara, if the husband lived with the wife, Tashmish, that often that would cause that whole pieces of skin and of flesh would fall off of his body. So therefore, this is a real big-time illness. A wife says they can't live with that. Well, Baal Pelipis, we can have a machloikis in the Gemara what Baal Pelipis exactly is. All three of these are professions, and the Gemara will speak more about these three professions. These professions, which unfortunately have a terrible stench attached to them. The one that everybody agrees is the borsi. The borsi is a tanner. When you go and take hides and you tan them, you have to go and put on them
chemicals.
Not only chemicals, but also in the good old days,
so,
dog manure. And therefore, that of course had a bit of a wonderful scent. And the wife says, I thought I could hold out. I cannot hold out. I can't. My husband comes home every night. It's stinked. Schmeckt wouldn't be so bad. It's stinked. I have to go and launder all of his clothing and all of his sheets and linen every single day. Say if these are pre-existing, say if these are brand new, she can go and say, I can't live with it. Even though they made a t'nai initially when they got married, I want you to know, don't, Sprinza, don't say you didn't know. I'm telling you right now, I am a borsi, and I smell, and I have to put on multiple layers of perfume and deodorant every single day. But you know, yes, I mask it, I accept it. When we got married, I was so dazed and full in the stars, thinking, oh, my husband, ah, great, great, great. But now I see, unfortunately, the rude awakening that every morning I still have to put up with the stench. I just can't. In all of these cases, if she was maskim, she said, if she said she agreed to the original t'nai, then she stuck with it. With the exception of because the basar falls to pieces. Rashi brings a pasuk in Zechariah, Homek psore means that the flesh and the skin disintegrate, they fall to pieces. There she could say, I can't live with a husband like that. The Gemara tells the Mas B'tzidoin, the same Tzidoin we spoke about before, but there we were talking about a get, Gesundheit, with an itzlis, and now we're talking about Babursi Echad Shemes, a tanner who passed away, leaving over no children, and this tanner was married to a young lady, and he passed away, and now of course she falls the Yibam to the brother, and guess what? The brother is also a tanner, and unfortunately there's also a stench What's the halacha now? Says the Mishnah. There was a master that seemed to be borsi echad shemais v'yilay achad borsi. Amr chacham, yechoy li'isha toima, she can go and say, lo'achich, lo'achicha, ha'yisi yochel akabel. Your brother, unfortunately, although he was a tanner, but he had other malice that outweighed it, and I got reconciled to it, and I can live with it. Besides the fact that you stink, you have other wonderful malice about you, which I cannot stand. I can't stand it, and therefore she can go and demand a chalitza instead of ibn. Yes, sir.
Question.
Yes.
About the tnai.
Yes.
Is that in the modern way?
If you ask any, we have over here a very, very distinguished lawyer with us who will tell you that it is very common when you enter into any type of contract that you add tanoim, conditions and stipulations. So here too, our Mishnah says that at the time of the marriage, that was one of the conditions and stipulations. And those these things are, in fact, enforceable. Except in the case of if the tanai had to do with a person's medical condition, if it's certain medical conditions, the wife can say, I thought that I could fulfill this condition, but I can't. It's just overwhelming. I can't take it. And that's the discussion of the Mishnah. On certain circumstances, we can force a get.
Question is, if it's monetary.
So we spoke about it's not only the get, but it's also the ksuba. When she demands the get, she can get the ksuba as well. So ksuba is monetary. Zoktimar. We said in the Mishnah that one of the mumin is Baal Pelipus. My Baal Pelipus, Amr Yudah Mishmuel, Reach HaChoytim. There's a terrible stench coming from the person's nose. So it's not mouth odor, but nose odor. Masi Satana in the Bryce, it says, no, it's Reach HaPeh, it's mouth odor. Zokti Yimara, Rav Asi Masni, Ipcha, Umonach Basimna. Rav Asi had a Kabbalah, it's the other way around. That Shmuel was the one that said Reach HaPeh, and the Bryce says Reach HaChoytim. Simna, and Rav Asi said, I have a simen. Shmuel leposik pumei mekulei perkin. Shmuel did not close his mouth from the entire perik. What does that mean? Rashi says that Shmuel was constantly reviewing our perik so that it should be shogur b'fiv. He should know it by heart. See, Rashi right after Gemara, leposik pumei mekirsei mekulei perkin, tamera yishogur b'fiv. On a constant basis, when you saw him walking down the street and you saw him mumbling to himself, you shouldn't think that he was a little deranged, chas v'shalom. He's just repeating the Mishnah and the Gemara from the whole parak. So that was leposik b'mikol yirsim. And therefore, that's what we mean, that Shmuel was talking about the Reach HaPeh, just like leposik pumei. So that's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn leposik b'mikol yirsim. If you go back to the entire parak, you'll find that in virtually, or perhaps on every single umad, every single blot, Shmuel appears, and he has an opinion to say about the entire perek. And that's the Leposik Pumei Mikulei Pirkin. If you go throughout the whole perek, you'll find that Shmuel's name is mentioned numerous times, and therefore, just like he opened his mouth and shared Divrei Torah with us throughout the perek, here too it's Reach HaPeh, and that's the same. Mekametz. We said that a Mekametz is also one of those not so pleasant professions. Frank Timor of Usman Mekametz. Rav Yudah Zeha Mekametz Tsoyas Klovim. This is a person who his business is to go and collect together the manure of the klovim of the dogs. Now the question is, why would anybody in his right mind want to go and collect together that manure?
Sell it to the Borsi.
The Borsi.
So if you look at Rashi, Rashi has a similar pshat. Rashi, about 15 lines down, Mekametz Tsoyas Klovim. Lo Yadati Matzirachba. Who uses Tsoyas Klovim? Stinkt. Ask people who live in the West Side what they think about Tsoyas Klovim, especially when it's on their shoes. Avol be Ashkenaz in Germany, says Rashi, Reisi Sheshoyim Behem Habegodim Lefnei Kibusan Yoim Oyemayim. They used to go and take that manure, they would go and soak it in water together with the begodim, and instead of making the begodim more dirty, somehow miraculously it made the begodim cleaner. And therefore, that's why they used to go and collect it. The reason Rashi is saying that if he wouldn't have seen with his own eyes, he wouldn't have believed it. You don't normally think of manure being a cleansing agent.
Detergent.
Yeah, but apparently it has some acidic properties to it to remove the stains. Okay, anyway. but it has a terrible stench. Frank Timor, so who said this? This was Rav Yehuda. Frank Timor Meis, we have a Bishop Bryce and Nitaze. Bushtain Bryce and Mekamit Ze Borsi. Ooh, Borsi is the tanner. You just said the Mekamit is the guy that collects together the Tzvi's club. So make up your mind, what's going on over here? Sestira, Rav Yehuda, are you arguing with this Bryce? So Rav Yehuda says, why are you asking me a kasha from this Bryce?
Right.
This Bryce would seem to be defective because our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we went and we enumerated Mekamet, Mitzarev Nechoshes, Baborsi. So Ibazoi, if you're telling me like the Bryce says, that Mekamet is Borsi, why does our Mishnah repeat it twice? So if anything, that's a riot to me from our Mishnah, says Rav Yehuda, that Mekamet's Lechud and Borsi Lechud. And therefore, Mekamet is the Mekabet Tzoyas Klavan. Talk to you about Mishloi Masis and Loikash. Those are Nishke Ferlech, Mishnah and Paisa. Kan Baborsi Gotten, Kan Baborsi Gotten. Here you're talking about a small tanner. Rashi says he's an Oni, and therefore he doesn't tan that many Oirois. And here you're talking about a Borsi Gotten. Just like the difference between a small grocery on the corner and a large supermarket. And so therefore, Solkadaita Chamina, there's a difference in the volume of stench that this person is acquainted with, right? The Borsi cotton only has to do with two skins that he tans. No, Tak is a stench, but it's a stench with a small S, not
increases
large
with
one.
A linear fashion.
Sorry, once again?
It's a linear fashion increase.
I guess so. And however, if you had Borsi cotton, you have a supermarket full of oirois. As soon as you're within a 10 block radius, it's already smelt. So therefore, yeah,
you're right. Basra, there's an agreement on this. You can't build a Borsi in the city limits. It has to be built outside of town.
Exactly right, just like a Beis HaChaim. Right. Moreover, you have Maseches Chagiga that the people that were Borsis,
although the Rego, they went separately. They went along with the coppersmiths.
They went on a separate caravan. They couldn't go with anybody else because nobody else wanted to sit within the Dalamas to go and sit in the caravan for days and weeks. Nebuchadnezzar Borsi. Anyway, so says the Gemara, our Mishnah and the Brice in Ishkeferch. And Rav Yehuda Kasha, because according to Rav Yehuda, he says it's Mekabetz Tzoyas Klavan. He says Rav Yehuda Tanoi, it's Machlikas Tanoi, the Sinai. We have another Braisa, Mekabetz Borsi, like we said before. The Yesh Amrim, Zem Mekabetz Tzoyas Klavan. Says Rav Yehuda, I hold like the Yesh Amrim, and therefore no Kasha on me.
Mekabetz itself as a word, it sounds like it's the Tzoyas Klavan, because Mekabetz, why would it? Mekamis means like together?
Together, exactly.
So it's a gatherer. So in what sense is Borsi a gatherer? I mean, it sounds, I mean, the very word itself being a separate...
So in other words, you want to bring a linguistic riot to Rav Yehuda. Okay, good. That's okay with me. Apparently the Gemara said, but in our day and age, during the times of Chazal, when you talked about Mekamis, you meant the Borsi. According to the other Mantiyam. And our mission continues with Tzarev Nechoshe, our Borsi, Frank Timor Maim, Tzarev Nechoshe. What's the definition of Tzarev Nechoshe? Obviously, everybody agrees we're talking about copper. But what did we do with copper? Rabashi Omer, Chashli Dudi. Dudi are pots. And Chashli Dudi are people that are manufacturing the pots. And how do they manufacture pots? They manufactured copper pots. The manufacturing of having to go and bang them and to thin them out and then to roll them together and to make into the form of a pot. Anything that goes into this manufacturing process, this unfortunately has a bad odor to it, and that's the metzarif. Or Rabbi B'chon Omer knows that mechatech mechushes meikara. Here we're talking about the miner who has a major role in the mechushes, even though he's a miner, and that is he is mining from the quarry. And if you ever go to a copper quarry, you'll see to do a riach nichoyach. Tani kavos rabbi b'chano ezel mitzarv ze mechatech mechoishes meikaroi from the choir. Omerav ko oimer eini zon ve'eini mefar. Okay, so now that was our Mishnah, and now we get on to other matters, whether or not you can go and force a get or not. Omerav oimer eini zon ve'eini mefaris. If a husband says about his wife, I'm not going to give her mezoinis, I'm not going to give her parnasa we've had in the past. Normally, parnasa, if you're referring to a single girl, that would mean a nadin. But here you're not talking about a nadin because he's already married to her. So therefore, mafanis would presumably mean begodim or kleimita, things that she needs.
Or her weekly allowance?
That would be the mo'aktana.
Thank you.
No problem. The mo'akesef, which you would give instead of the moiser masi yadayim. But anyway, bottom line is, I'm not giving you any more support zero. She should fend for herself. In such a case, the Bezna says, you got to get a rib, you have to go and give her a get, and end of the match. Payout. Ozer Reb Elozer, so this was a member of Rav. Reb Elozer now, Omer L'Shmai Tekam L'Shmuel, he repeated this in front of Shmuel. Shmuel, as we'll see, was not impressed with this halacha in the name of Rav. And in a jocular fashion, Omar Achsua Sari Li Elozer, go and stuff up the mouth of Elozer with soirim, with barley. In other words, Elozer, which was an animal food, mostly.
Whiskey,
okay. And he was saying, Elozer, I don't want to hear that vort b'shem Rav. Why? The problem over here is not anything physical. The problem over here is the guy is a little bit strange. He says, I'm not going to go and support my wife. No mezoinis, no pardasa. Afraid to Gemara. Instead of forcing him to go and give a get, force him to go and give mezoinis and pardasa. And for the Gemara, for Rav, in Adam Dorim Nochash Bikfifa, Rav was no fool. Rav says, sure. Every Monday, Muntig and Donishtik, every Monday and Thursday, she's going to have to go back to Bezin. My husband says he's not giving mezoinis. Okay? Another order, you better give mezoinis. You can't live like that. If you can go and change his whole psychology and his whole sociological, but if you can't, go and tell him, you must give mezoinis. Mazel tov. So every day he's going to go and shortchange her. There won't be enough. You can't live together with a nochash, with a snake, bekfifa, in one basket. What's the mushel of nochash bekfifa? Because you can live there and make sure he doesn't get close to you, that it shouldn't go and bite you. But every once in a while, you're going to space out and not look at that nochash. You can't look at the nochash 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. At one point in time, he's going to blow his nose. He's not going to see the nochash. That's when he's going to attack. So therefore, with the mushel and the nimshel is, you can't expect a person to have to be careful every moment of his life. I can't live with a husband that says I'm not going to give him a zoinis, and each time I'm going to have to call the police and the peasant to try to enforce it. I can't live with that. Give and get, and shalom my Yisrael, and I move on to the next husband. He's Solik Rebzera. Yes?
So, I have a question about the copper.
The copper,
the nachash.
Yes.
Nachoshes is nachash?
Story of
nachash, nachoshes. Lushan, 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 Lushan. Yes, what's the story? What's
it's a story from... in the Midbar.
Nechash Nechoshes. That's correct. Nobody is saying that a copper pot smells. The person who manufactures the copper pot, or the miner that goes and mines the copper from the quarry, they have a terrible smell. In many old homes, they don't do it anymore today, but in many old homes you have copper pipes. The reason why they don't have any more today is because all of the shkutzim went and stole the copper pipes and melted it down to go and get money.
But
copper pipes are fine, they work beautifully, they're great, and probably...
When you melt a lot of copper, which is found in sulfur, it's called copper sulfide.
Okay.
So when you mine it, you probably release the sulfur.
Okay.
And that smells... You have an experience with this as an engineer. You're a chemical engineer.
Chemistry.
Sure. You suffer from the sulfur.
Big bracha mehar tachtzav nechoshes. You think it was a big bracha.
Yeah. Okay. Then you should be able to. It doesn't mean that you got to do it.
Right. Hire somebody.
So it's more about Ashchel Yomin by. Okay, I'm sorry. Kisolik Reb Zeira. When Reb Zeira originally lived in Bavel, and he went up to Eretz Yisrael, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashchel Reb Yomin by Yafis. The Yosef Ka'omelo Mishmei Reb Yoichanan. He went and repeated this same halacha in the name of Reb Yoichanan, that if you have a husband that says Eini Zon Eini Mefaris, Yoyt Vitzing Suba. So Reb Zeira now said to Reb Yomin by Yafis, Amalei Aldo. Because of this very halacha that you are now repeating, they stuffed up the mouth of Elazar with sa'irim, with barley. So in other words, there were detractors from that halacha in Bavel. So be careful when you're repeating this halacha now in Eretz Yisrael. Amar vira amar Rav, amar Ravasi, ein ma'asin el lepsulais. When we talk about koifin, you only ma'asa means to force. You only force the end of a marriage by having the husband give a get, only by psulais. What means get psulais? Kemrita kamen Shmuel, Omar ki goin almanal kain gadol grushel chalutz kain hedjit mamzer b'sin di Yisrael b'asher shalnis l'mamzer which of course all are diorises. These are isurim in the Torah. It's the fayish in the Torah that a kohen god is not marry an almana, a kohen not marry a grusha. Chalutz is rabban, but otherwise all of these are well known laven and isurim, and therefore the bezin can go and enforce it and say, leave this marriage. Avo nasi ishi v'shoa ima esr shanim. What happens if I have a husband and wife that live together for 10 years? V'layolden, and she didn't have a child. Ein koyfen oisay then. Even though, of course, there's a big mitzvah period of Rivia, but you can't go and force him to give a get to terminate the marriage. Remember, this was
Rabbi Huda.
That was Rabbi Huda
Amar
Vasi Amar Shmuel, and now we have Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi in the name of Shmuel. Even on this one, also Kaifanoisi, you go and force him. Pray the more to that. We should really add v'chuli, v'goymer, all the others, makamets, mitzach, choishes, boisi, all of these wonderful guys. How come we didn't go and add the others that we just mentioned, the psulois, together with the nosa isha v'shoa ima yud chanim? In Mishlam l'ravasi, the rabban k'tani, the reis l'k'tani. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't enumerate the alman l'koyin gadol, etc., because these are all diorises, with the exception of the chalutz. Probably chalutz is lav dafka. Grusha v'chalutz always goes together like Tom, Dick, and Harry or something like that. So here too,
chayreshot v'katan.
Chayreshot v'katan is kind of a set because chalutz is also only the rabbi.
But even I'm bothered by the ten year childless marriage.
I'm not finished yet. Since mishlam ravasi the rabbi tani the reis l'ktani. That's why the mishnah didn't go and enumerate them one of the kohen gadol, etc. Because we're not talking the reis, we're talking the rabbi. Ella l'rav tachlifu barvimi listening nasi isha v'shoa ima es v'shoa v'leyolda koyfanoise. Why don't we go and add that one as well? Why? Because that's all to draban. Even though, of course, the mitzvah to get married and to have children for a man is diaraisa periviravia for sure. However, says Rashi, the man has another eitzah. He can always marry a second wife.
Oh.
Wasn't that going to be a question?
Exactly.
I said, let's wait. He can always marry a second wife. The reason why we don't rely on that is, Rashi says, because it may not be pragmatic or practical for him to go and marry another wife. Either because of sentiment to his wife, he doesn't want to just, you know, sorry, sorry. So he can take money off. Maybe he wasn't able to find another wife, maybe he couldn't afford two wives. For whatever reason, he couldn't do it. However, nevertheless, if Tachlifa Bar Avimi says in the name of Shmuel, Koifa Noisa. So that's Terabon, not Terabon. Terabon. Because Minaraisa marry a second wife. Ah, so why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah together with all the others in our Mishnah? Amrav Nachman Lekasha. Habamidi Habishuti. There are two different types of koifin, and this is what we were speaking about before when Rabbi raised this issue earlier on in this year. There is a koifin through mili that you speak to nicely, and you do the best you can to convince him with words, try to be persuasive, get a very good advocate, a lawyer like Milton comes all the way from Florida, who is an excellent advocate, going to try to hit me, have the effect. Pshuti means to get patch. Pshuti literally means to go and take like sticks and go and hit the guy and force him forcibly. Ah, so therefore, in our Mishnah, we're talking about by the Mukashchin about Polipis with Shuti. Here, when we're talking about the Nasa Ish B'Shah Ima Es B'Shahanim, Koifan Oisai, B'Mili. We don't go and force him, but we talk to him in a very persuasive manner, so hopefully he gets the message. Maskur Rabbah, Rabbah says, words ahin, words ahead. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Bidvorim lo yivaser oved. If you're talking about an eved, a slave, a servant, and you want him to do something, you can go and talk to him from Han bis Morgan, from now until tomorrow, and try to persuade him with persuasive words. That doesn't do the trick. By eved, the only way he listens is shtickle force. So you're not going to win just with dvar. And therefore, somebody says, you're right. Elom Rababa, hova hova shuti. Both of them are talking about taka going and giving pech with shuti with sticks. Hosam ki omra havina bade shavkinin la. Hocha afa gavdi omra havina bade loy shavkinin la. In the case of the marriage that unfortunately they didn't have children, so when she goes and says, in the case, let's look at the top of Rashi. Hosam, kame masisin, our Mishnah, ki amr mekablana loy. I can go and accept all of these cases.
The Vursi, the Mekamets, the
Mukashchin, the Bar Polipis, all of these wonderful guys. Vavina Badei Shavkina Lef. She says, I can hold out, you know, my sufferance level.
Tolerance.
My tolerance level. That's better. My tolerance level is higher than most people. I can tolerate it. It's fine. However, in the case of the person Amavina Badei, in case of the person that didn't have children for 10 years, then Koifanoi say we do force him, even if she says, I can live with it because of the mitzvah period derivia, we want him to be able to go and remarry and have children. Okay, let's learn another two lines. Our Mishnah is talking about even that she says, I can live with it. We don't allow it. Now we learned in the Mishnah. And it says over there, ki omra dayarna bahadei bisahadi shafkinala. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying is the Gabi the Mukeshchin. We said in our Mishnah, Koifan Oisel Aitzi, and even if she says that she can live with this, but she cannot live with this during Tashmish, because this is so painful, as we'll see in the next Gemara, that she would not be able to survive with that type of living with a Mukeshchin. And therefore, in that case, ki omer diyarna bahadei, I'm willing to continue the marriage b'sahadi, and we will have edim or mashkichim that we're not going to live together. In other words, in the same apartment, we're going to bring in two other people can live in the other room, and they'll see that we have separate bedrooms and we are never living together. Shavkinala. Then, even there, we would allow for it. Hach, in our case, avgav di omer diyarna bahadei b'sahadi, even if she says, I'm willing to continue this marriage, living with him in the same abode and not have tashmish, we do not allow for it because we want the husband to remarry. And therefore, we tell her, I know you've been very, very gentle and you're very kind and you're very nice and gracious. The bottom line is, we have to have him remarry. So he should be mekayim the mitzvah of peri verivia, even if she says, no, I'm willing to put up with my husband.
So a platonic relationship in a childless marriage will not remedy things. If maybe it's, you know, I mean, if they're not going to have Tashmish anymore, she certainly won't have children.
Exactly.
And so basically we're concluding the marriage and saying there's no hope for it after 10 years.
Exactly. And therefore, okay, he has to go and give her a divorce. Yeah. And
we're not even going to allow just a roommate situation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or even a housemate situation,
right,
where they're not roommates.
Right, exactly.
We're not
separate bedrooms.
Halacha l'maisa, almost all poskim say that this does not apply b'zman hazeh, and that a husband and wife, even if they're childless, can continue living their lives as husband and wife, notwithstanding the fact that they didn't have a child. That's the roiva poskim learn that way. There are many people that obviously do want to have children, and therefore they do. And it's a tearful and it's very, very emotional, but they do get divorced when they realize they're not having children. Very often when they remarry, both he has children, she has children. It's just the match for some reason.
Might as well didn't work out for the two of them.
Exactly.
Well, Arba didn't have children and he remained with his wife.
Yeah, there are many. I mean, look around, look at many, many Choshev Yidin that unfortunately never had children, and they stay with the wife for 20, 30, 40 years. Yeah,
I remember being with
before Matan Torah.
Anyways, there's a famous story of Lubavitcher Rebbe, which I'm sure you all have heard of, and that is that there was a person in the Midwest that was married to his wife for 10 years. He was a Kohen. 10 years passed, no children. He spoke to the rabbis, and the rabbi said, I don't know which rabbi he spoke to, but the rabbi said, you have to get divorced. I love her, and she loves me, we love each other. No. Sorry, you got to get divorced. Fine. He gave a get. 3 months later, guess what happened? He finds that his wife was pregnant from him. And now he is devastated. He wants to take her back.
So he has to undo the get somehow. He can't get her back. So how do you make it so she's not Megureshes?
What's the solution? So they asked, he went back to the same rabbis. The rabbi said,
Thanks a lot.
Well, what can we do?
Thanks a lot.
One rabbi said, the rabbis here in the Midwest can't help you. There's only one grand rabbi that can help you. Who's the grand rabbi? The Lubavitcher Rebbe. Who's the Lubavitcher Rebbe? Great rabbi there in Brooklyn. Okay. So the guy went all the way to Brooklyn, and he stood there on the line, together, I guess, for the dollars or whatever it was. And then he comes to the front of the line to the Rebbe, and he says, Rebbe, I got a problem. What's my problem? I'm a Kohen. I just divorced my wife because of this situation, blah, blah, blah. Told him the whole story. And the Rebbe says, Gay Freig de Mutter. go and ask your mother. Rebbe, I'm telling you this story. Kefreg de mutzer. He repeated again. Go and ask your mother. And the Gabba sent them off, and then they took the next person online. Person was a little bit offended. Here he travels all the way from the Midwest, goes to the rabbi, hopes to get some sort of good answer. Go ask the mother. Go ahead. And by the way, he had been quote unquote divorced from his mother for the last 20 years. He had not spoken to her in 20 years because they had some sort of sichsuch. He goes home. He's disappointed. He's upset. Yeah, exactly. He was disappointed. He was upset. And then he said to himself, you know, if I went all the way to New York and the rabbi said she asked the mother, maybe I should not get her mother. So, unexpectedly, he goes and rings the doorbell on his mother's door. He hadn't seen her in 20 years. She opens the door. Hey, Jack! So nice to see you. I haven't seen you in 20 years. Tell me, how is Dorothy doing? Well, what can I tell you? We have a whole situation. What's the situation? I just had to divorce her and I'd like to take her back, but I can't amass it with a get and a dump and a dump. She says, Jack, come inside, sit down, I have to speak to you. What does he tell her? My husband and I never wanted to go and reveal this to you, but you were an adopted child, and therefore you weren't a Kohen or Yisrael. So the Rebbe was right, he was able to take her back. And that's the end of the story. You see, great, great rabbis.
And real Shlomo Yisrael.
Exactly. Shlomo Yisrael is right.
Not a Kohen.
He wasn't a Kohen.
Yisrael, not a Kohen.
Exactly. And oh, not even that. Only because he wasn't a Kohen, he was able to take his wife back. And we go back to the Gemara. Zokti Moretanyo. Yeah.
All right, so.
So he went to Aliyah Cohen all these years?
Yes, yeah, he did. So, okay, yeah. All right.
What can you do? As I guide us.
Okay.
So we're up to Tanya. Tanya Amar Bioisi.
Tanya Hikis Dam.
Okay, I'm sorry, we said this. No. Up to Tanya. Amar Bioisi. It's about 8 lines from the top. Tanya Amar Bioisi. Sochli Zokin Echemi Anchi Yishlaim. One of his Kenim Yishlaim told me. Esmar Boam Mukishchen Hein. Here in Yerushalayim, either it means that there are 24 mukeshchin altogether, or the 24 different varieties and types of mukeshchin. The kulan amru chacham tashish kasher lehen. Tashish is impossible; it's really unbearable with these mukeshchin. Upali rasan kasher bikulan, but those that have rasan is noch erge; it's worse. What's the bali rasan? So you look at Rashi's second line on the right hand margin. Sheretz yesh loy b'moychai. He has a sheretz in his head, which the art school doesn't define it as a sheretz. He has some sort of organism or some fancy schmancy word. But anyway, it's something in his head which is causing trouble.
A tumor.
Oh. So this is worse than all types of situations, even worse than the case of the mukeshchen. In my haver, how does a person get this rasan? The sign will end the brisa. Hey, kids, dam b'shimish. How will the banim be talking? If you were mekiz dam, that means you let out blood, like they used to let out blood in the good old days to relieve the blood pressure. Vishimish, and after that you immediately had tashmish without eating or drinking something. Have the banim atikim, then the children are going to be very, Rashi says, chaloshim, they're going to be very weak. Even today, if you ever donate blood, after that they'll have you sit down, first drink some orange juice or drink some water, take a break for 15, 20 minutes before they let you go, because they're afraid that you might faint en route, leaving the doctor's office. Hekizu Shneim, if both the husband and wife both let out blood, the Shimshu and they both had were Mishamish Mita without the benefit of food or drink, having the Bana Bali Ras, and then both the children are going to be afflicted with this Bali Ras and this organism, this sheretz in the Mayach. Amra Papa, Leyamana Deleitoy Midi. If they didn't eat anything, as long as they ate or drink something, that's the, but this doesn't apply. My simne, how can you tell whether a person is a bali rasan? Says Imara that there's liquid coming out from all sides. Dalfen ene, his eyes are tearing. Daivi nechire, his nose is constantly running. Vaisli rire mipume, and you see this constantly drooling from his mouth. Faromu didvi ilave, didvi is from a lotion of zvuvim, zayin and dal deram mischalif. So you have over here that he constantly has zvuvim, flies, nebuch flying over his head. You see that nebuch sometimes by the homeless people, you see flies all around you, stay on the other side of the street, right? Umayasute, so what is the remedy for this?
Does this excuse him from pre-rubbia? Does it? This is the harmful. Does this therefore is excused from prayer review?
Yeah, I mean, there's no woman that can withstand something like that. The Gemara considers it. We're going
to
see that
it's
also contagious. So a woman could say, I can't live with that. Even if she says, you can live with it.
So is he potter
from it then? I wouldn't say he's potter, he's an oinus. Hopefully he'll have the remedy and he'll be back to normal. So what is the remedy? It's not your standard, you go and take a pill once or twice. You'll see it's a little bit more complicated. Omer Abaye, you have to take Pila Veludna. Pila, says Rashi, is Eser Shekarim Puloin, which means pennyroyal, whatever that means. And then you add Ludna. Ludna, the art scroll says, means
Wormwood.
What's wormwood? I don't know. I'm sure there's something called wormwood. So, and you take that wormwood. And then girda de agoiza. Girda means that you scrape off, Rashi says, klipe etzu egoiz. These are the bark of a nut tree. So take some of that bark. The girda de ashpa. You scrape off, says Rashi, min ho'or, when you have the skins, the hide of an animal, and you do some scrapings from that or. Uklil Malka. Uklil Malka, says Rashi, is Chavatzeles. We all know Chavatzeles Hashoroin is a lily. You take the lily.
Not a rose.
I'm sorry, not a rose, no. Umischala the Dikla Simka. Rashi says that this is the Shoimer Shieshlam the Tamarim Bekatnusim. You have these small little dates. Around it has a Shoimer, some sort of klipa on it. You take that. The article has all sorts of fancy word. I don't even know, calyx or something like that. Whatever it happens to be, you take that. And you take all these ingredients and you cook them together, let it cook well. And then bring it into a house made out of marble so that there should not be any drafts. Nobody here in the neighborhood has a marble house. So go and bring it into a house with a very thick wall. 7.5 bricks thick. And the reason for that is that you shouldn't have any drafts of air. Now you pour 300 koises from this mixture on his head. 300 is a guzma typically, so it doesn't have to be 300. 299 is sufficient. You pour it on his head. Until the surface of the person's skull becomes nice and soft. And then now we're ready for surgery. Bring a surgeon and he cuts open the skull. You go and bring 4 hadasim leaves. What you do is that after you open up the skull and you see there this organism, the sheretz that Rashi refers to, most sheretzim have 4 legs, just like animals. So what do? You take the 4 tarfidiasa, you pick up 1 leg of the sheretz at a time, and you place it on top of the tarfi, on top of the leaves. And you do that second time, third time, fourth time. And then what do? Shokel chad, moisef chad, the shokel betzavs. Now you take a tongs or a tweezers, and you grab it, and you pull it off. And the reason why you had to have those 4 leaves, says Rashi, because if you just pull it up with the tongs, then the sheretz would dig its hands, its feet, its claws, into the brain, into the skull, and you never be able to remove it unless you take a piece of skull with it. So that's why you put it on the 4 leaves, and now you can leave the skull with those 4 leaves by pulling off with the tongs. The kolde, and then take the sheretz and burn it. Why burn it? Deloy, because you don't burn it, it's just going to come back again. This is the type of thing you can't get rid of unless you burn it. In fact, Machas Rabbi Yochanan made a proclamation, Yizoru mizvuve shel bali rasin. Stay away. If you see those zvuvim, those bugs that are flying around, these homeless guys at Nebuchadnezzar drooling and all the rest, then stay away from them, because they, unfortunately, they have this rasin contagious, this
contagion.
Contagion, and you can become contagious, and the chas v'shalom, you can be sick. Is Rabbi Zeira have a yosef bezike, when Rabbi Zeira was sitting or going, whatever, he would make sure not to sit in the downwind from any bali rasan, because he was afraid that the zvuvim or the contagion would get to him. If he found out a person was bali rasan, he would not go bikacholim. He would call him on the telephone and send him emails. He wouldn't walk into his ayin. If there was a mavi in which you had one of these guys living, one of these bali rasan, and there were eggs that were produced in that mavi, he wouldn't eat from those eggs. Reb Shulman Levi was just the opposite. Nichabuhu, he would be makar of these Bali Ra'asad, the Asik Matoira, and he would learn Torah. Aye, what about the contagious nature of this disease? Omar Shtitakal Gabi the Torah, Ayelis Ahovim the Yalas Chayt. If learning Torah brings chayin and charm on those learning the Torah, it's certainly going to be megan, because adding charm is like an additive. Megan is the basics that you want to protect them from anything negative. So my learning Torah will save me. And the Gemara tells us how outstanding Rabbi Shua ben Levi was, that when it came his time to pass away, the upstairs court in heaven called the Malach HaMavis, and they said, Zil Ovid Le Ru'usei, before you take his neshama away, go and ask him what are his last bakoshes. The word Ru'usei is like Yehei Rava, Yehei Rotei. Ask what his last needs or desires are. Ozal Yischazil Le. So the Malach HaMavis went to the Pia to Shimon Levi, and he asked him, how can I help you? Amalei Achvili Duchtoi. Before you take away my neshama, I want to know where my place will be in the Beis Medrash Shel Malach. You might be sitting in the front, sitting in the back. I want to know. Amalei, Lachim, no problem, I'll show you. Amalei, so now Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, we're going to travel together to that Beis Medrash Shel Malach. In the meantime, Havli Sakinach, I want you to go and give me the sakin that you use to go and never kill people. Til Mavazas Li Ba'orcha, I'm afraid that I'm going to get all trembling and afraid and noivis on this last trip that we're going to have together. And chulila, something's going to happen, there'll be an accident. Give me, please, a sakin, I'll hold it in my...
What's going to happen? He's going to die, anyway. I mean, what's the story doesn't seem well,
Why did he ask, show me my place?
He's going to see soon anyway, right?
Exactly. Well, wait, this story's not finished yet. Anyway, well, you have a nile, Malach HaMavis did it, after all.
Shai, show me that story, please.
The Malach HaMavis asked, he was told, of a leiru, say, he told him he wants a sakin. No, here's a sakin. Kimatul Hasim, when they got the Oilam Emes there in the Beis Medrash Shel Malach, Dalia, he picked him up to pick him up over the wall to see what's going on inside the Beis Medrash. Kamach Vilek, and he showed him, you're going to sit there the second row from the front, third seat, that's yours. So as Shimon Levi saw that, Shavar, he jumped over the wall and jumped into Beis Medrash Novologisa, and he fell into the Beis Medrash Shel Malach still when he was alive. Malach HaMavis was not happy. Nakti Mekana the Glima, and he held on to him by the edge, the corner of his Glima, of his shirt, of his jacket. Amalei, said Rav Shumalei Bishwas, I make a Shavu, an oath to Layasina. I'm not leaving this place. I'm staying here. Malach HaMavis goes to Hashem. What do I do now? Amal Kuchimrichas, Kuchimbaruch Hu said to Malach HaMavis, I itchela Shavuasa Neheder. Go and look at this person's records, Rav Shumalei. Did he ever appear in front of a chochem or in front of a bezin to be matir neder, to be matir shvua? If so, neder, let him be matir shvua and go back to this world and take him away and bring him back to the next world. However, if he was never matir neder, matir shvua, every neder and shvua that he kept, he made, he always kept, he never annulled it, by neder, then you're stuck because he made a shvua now. You can't expect him now to go and be matir neder and leave him there. Okay, the Gemara doesn't tell us what happened about that, but Amalei told him, Havli Sakinoi, give me back my Sakin. They have a Kiyov there. I don't want to give back to you. You know, it's a nice souvenir. I'm going to hold it and show it to all my friends. Nafke Baskola, Baskol came out, the Amalei, Havnilei, you must give it back to the Malach HaMavis, the Mitbal Briosa, because he needs it for other creations. In other words, he's got to do his job, give him back his Sakin. Apparently he did. Machas Leo Kameh. So now, upstairs in Shemai, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi comes into the Beis Medrash Shel Malach, Eliyahu HaNavi announces, Panu Mokam Lebar Livoi, Panu Mokam Lebar Livoi. Make place so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi can get to a seat, get to his place in Beis Medrash. Ozel Ashkechei Rabbi Yeshua ben Yechoi, Davi Yosef Al Klas User, Tachtiki Pisa. So he, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he's there in the Beis Medrash, he sees that Rabbi Yeshua ben Yechoi, that's the famous Bar Yechoi, yeah, that he is sitting on 13 beautiful thrones made out of pisa, made out of gold. Mipoz mupninim yikara. Beautiful. Amalei. So now, Reb Shimon Bar Yechoi asked Reb Shimon Levi, Atu Bar Livoi? After all, I heard Elio Bimachres, Pana Machle Bar Livoi. Are you the Bar Livoi that we're talking about? Amalei, yeah, that's me. He asked him, tell me, Niras a Keshes Biyamecha? During your lifetime, was there a Keshes? Was there a rainbow? Amalei, yeah, there were rainbows. So im kiniyat ba'alivoy, then you're gunish. Why you gunish? Says Rashi, because keshes is a sign that there should have been a terrible makefa, just like the mabul. And the reason why there is a rainbow, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Chevra, I had rachmanis on you, and I'm not going to bring a mabul. Says Vayter Rashi, this is what Reb Shimon Yochai is alluding to. If a person is so righteous, there shouldn't even be a rainbow, because that person should be naked on kol hador, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never even think of bringing a mabul, because this great, great righteous individual is protecting the whole generation. The fact that there's a keshes means that you're not such a great tzaddik after all. So the more v'loyi, the truth of the matter is, there was no keshes throughout the lifetime of Reb Shimon Levi. However, v'loyi d'lehava midi, there was none. Elasovar li'achzik tibusel nafshoi. He didn't want to go and brag and boast, I'm such a great tzaddik, there was never a keshes. So therefore he told what you would call a white lie, because he didn't want to be a balgava. That's the end of the story of Reb Shimon Levi. Now we're going to have a similar story with Reb Chanina bar Papa. Reb Chanina bar Papa, Shishbinei Hava, he was a friend of the Malachamavis. He learned together with the Malachamavis. He learned together Chumash Rashi or whatever.
Frightening Chavrusa to learn with
For sure. Ki Hava Kanicha Nafshi, now when it's Reb Chanina bar Papa's turn to pass away, again, Omelei Lamalachamavis, Zil Avelei Ruhu, any requests do for him. Oz Legabei, V'eschazilei, he appeared in front of him. Omelei, he had a different request. Shavkit Losnigir, give me 30 days extension. And the head of Talmudoy, so I should be able to chazer Gans Shas. The Amri, Hashem Yishabala Kamatamud B'yaday. So I want to know when I get there, they might start giving me a feher before I go to the Bismet Shemala, you know, which shear they're going to put me in. They're going to ask me, so I want to know my Talmud on my fingertips. Give me 30 days. Shavkit, Itaki gave him 30 days. Moses Losnig Yom, 30 days ended. Ozlis Chazelay now, again he appeared to him. Amalei Achvili Duchtoy. Same thing as Reb Shimon Levi. I want to see my place in a Mishmeri Shemal. Amalei Lechai. Okay, no problem. Amalei, he told him, Havi Sakinach. But give me the Sakin. Tell me, Mivisli Baruch. I'm afraid, just like Reb Shimon Levi was afraid, that the Malachim Ovis will have the sack in his hand. Amalei, Kechavro Bo Yisla Mebedli. Ah, I can't go through the same story as last time. Amalei. So now, Reb Chanina bar Papa said to him, "I see Sefer Torah, the Chazi. Let's open a Sefer Torah and let's see. We are committed to Ksubei Dalekiyamte. Is there anything in this Torah that it was not Mekayim?" Amalei. So he said, "The truth of the matter is, you attack a great Gadol and you Mekayim everything in the Torah, but you know Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Why? The Achriches Bali Rosim is asking the Torah." Did you have that Mesiris Nefesh, like Reb Shimon Levi, to Makar of the Bali Rosan and sit in their midst and learn Torah with them? Only Reb Shimon Levi. Afilahachi, nevertheless, even though he was Taka, not of the same Madre as Reb Shimon Levi, but Kikonash Nachshe, when he passed away, Ifzikle Amud Denur Ben Didei Le'alma, there was a big pillar of fire that came down that separated between him and the rest of the Oilam. Ugmir, we have a Kabbalah, Klei Mifzik Amud Denur El Chad Bedar El Train Bedar. That type of miraculous event, that a fire comes down from heaven, only happens to one or two people in every door.
We just had that in the previous night.
Yeah, we did, not too long ago. Exactly. Gor of the Gabei Rabbi Alexandri. Alexandri now gets close to the fire, and he calls out now to Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, who had already passed away. Omar, he said, please lift the fire away. Asay bishvil kovet chacham. The chacham want to get close to your
Aron.
Please, for the cover of the Chacham, take it away. Le'yashkach, he didn't listen. Asay bishvil kavod avicha, Rav Papa, you're the son of Rav Papa, in the name of your father, take away this amanura, le'yashkach. Asay bishvil kavod atzmacha, what's a kavod atzmacha? Because everybody wants to get close to the Oroin and be able to go and say, mili dehespeda, and be malaviyu. They won't be able to do it if they have this fire that separates. It's talik that he listened to, and the amanura went away. Om Rabbi, Lafuki Mimandaloi Kai, that Reb Chanina bar Papa said was I Mekayim Kola Tera Kula, and he said, you Mekayim everything, but not Rabbi Shimon Levi. Says Abai, the purpose of this Amud Denura is to separate whoever is Zoche to that type of miraculous event of Amud Denura, to separate him Mimandaloi Mekayim, someone that unfortunately was not Mekayim Kola Tera Kula. He was, others weren't. This separates, this is the machitz between them. Om Ravada bar Masas. Ravada bar Masna now was shtechling a little bit Abaya. Lafuki mimar to le isle ma'aka li igre. Are you referring to yourself, Abaya? You yourself are not Mekayim kol haTorah kula. I visited your house the other day, and I saw there was no makkah on top of your roof. Oh, so you're not mekayim. So the mudah nura is for you. So the Ravala, he's making a big boober of Adam Amast. Avadim Yehavet. Abaye was no small fry, no small potatoes. Avad, he had a makkah. At that moment, if Adam Amasa says, I looked at the roof, there's no marker there. It was a major, major storm, and it washed it away, it blew it away. But Abaye made a marker, it goes without saying.
Torah, it's in the Torah.
Exactly. Omer Abkhaninim, Neima in Bali Rasim Babel. How come we don't find any Bali Rasim by Unz in Babel? It says, Yomar Mnesha Oichlin Tardin, because they eat Tardin. Tardin are beets, and beets can't be beet. We find we have this more in other places. The tarn is a very good, healthy, nutrition thing. Vishoyis in Sheikhan, they also drink Sheikhar is beer. Shall his be made out of hops. And that type of beer is really hopping. That gives a person strength and vitality, not Bali Rasa. Above a we don't find Mitzrayim above. Vishoyichl tarn, Vishoyin Sheikhar. And Vishoyichl tarn, made Paras. They also go and wash themselves. They take bathe in the Mepras in the Euphrates waters. That's Machayim. Wasn't it by Gehazi,
Naaman, right.
It was made process?
It's the Yarden. He goes to the Yarden.
Okay.
He goes to the Yarden because it's Eretz Yisrael. It's Elisha.
Yeah, no, 100%. But he said about himself, Taka to Elisha, what are you telling me? I should go here into the Yarden. Well, you have the made
process back in Aram.
Exactly. I don't need your little Yarden. So Yitzchok's process had in it. It also poyer for everything. Mora says it also is from Russian poyer that it also helps to multiply and helps to nutritious. Anyway, so that's why I know it's fine. Han lechamadis ishtol machmir mit ishtol. We should have the chazam ishtol like this. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.
One final question.